The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
There's a lady complaining because she's not been invited to her company Christmas. I'm sorry, her family Christmas party because she's too hot. We'll let you decide whether that's true or not coming up in just a few minutes.
It's a terrible thing. I get that, but you understand. Clay Aiken says he lost 50% of his fans after coming out as gay in 2008. He's got a new Christmas album he's promoting. And during an interview, he said, he was starring on Broadway after American Idol. Mm-hmm. And then he had a son. And he said, I didn't want to teach this kid that it was the right thing to do to lie about who you are. So I came out. And he said he lost about 50% of his fans. And he said they noticed it in the ticket sales for his Broadway show. He said the ticket sales were great. And as soon as he made the announcement, they dropped off.
Yeah. It's one thing that Broadway does not support, and that's gay actors.
Right.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know so many people who refuse that love live musicals and stuff, but won't go if they find out that the actors are gay.
Right.
That's the only reason he could have lost half of his fan base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was trying to get attention because this doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Well, it could be because he wasn't in the spotlight as much anymore. He's not, he's not on every, TV show as a musical guest. And, the biggest Broadway stars in America, the average person doesn't even know who they are.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I still like his music.
Yeah, his Christmas music specifically.
Even though he's out spewing drivel like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He ran for Congress twice, wasn't elected either time, so he's back to making music. And
he lost American Idol. This guy can't win.
Kick him when he's dead. You didn't even win. Was that Ruben's year?
Ruben.
Yeah. Ruben beat him. Mm-hmm. Clay Aiken trying to hawk that new Christmas album. What else is going on? It's National Maple Syrup Day. You know how many recipes include maple syrup? Just use maple syrup instead of sugar.
But a true Southerner, you know what we call maple syrup?
What?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Yeah, right.
Syrup. Mm-hmm. We don't distinguish any other type of syrup unless it's corn syrup or cane syrup, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maple syrup, we just call syrup.
Yeah. I bet when people go to IHOP for the first time, you're like, oh my gosh, there's more than one syrup. Like, they got flavors of syrup.
Blueberry, raspberry.
Blue, boysenberry? What's a boysenberry? You ever seen a boysenberry in a while? Not me.
You don't see me, no boysenberry.
No. Kind of crazy,
it's
right?
It's tasty, though.
Yeah. So that rock movie, it's called Red One, it kind of bombed in the theaters. Well, it didn't bomb. It didn't do as well as they thought it would. Well, it's having a huge second life on, on Prime, yeah. So they expected this, but who knows if
Amazon's I heard it's been. Pretty good, but it really? Did get terrible reviews.
Yeah, and it
everyone
cost,
I talked to is like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was super expensive to make and just did not overperform in the movie theater. Yeah. So
I like that other guy that's in it, the one that's in the We Are Farmers.
J.K. Simmons, yep. I think his name is.
He plays Santa, I think.
Yeah,
and he also played on the old school Law and Order.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That guy stays working. He's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
He's great. So,
I'm glad y'all could tell me his name because I had no idea.
I looked it up.
I wasn't going there at all to give him his name. But
oh, sorry.
I got two helpers over there. Hey, tell Grandpa what it is.
Hey, I looked it up for my husband twice the other day. So.
Tell Grandpa.
So we know what kids, naughty kids get for Christmas. It's cold. But what do the naughty adults get? We'll find out next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So what do naughty adults get for Christmas? We'll get to that in just a second. But one weird thing happened yesterday. In the promo for TJ and Jody's House, that's the podcast that TJ and his wife host every Monday at tjriggins.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Jody cried.
Yeah.
And I can count on one hand how many times I've even seen her get choked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately grabbed that clip. I don't care what else happened in the podcast. I'm putting that clip on the internet. That was wild.
Yeah. And then as soon as we stopped recording, she got a good talking to.
You said
all that blubbering on the show. We don't do that.
We don't dry it up, sweetheart.
It's so sweet.
It was sweet. Yeah. She was moved by breaking and entering Christmas that happened over the weekend up in Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
I love that.
She is sweet. to everybody but me.
That's right.
I mean, she's got a lot of good feelings for things, and mm-hmm. she's tenderhearted and sensitive and all of that, except when it comes to me.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of good feelings about things.
Yeah.
You're just not one of them.
Yeah.
And she says you cry all the time.
I don't know where she gets that.
Well, she pointed out like three examples a couple weeks ago about you watching some movie, and she looked over and you were dabbing your eyes with the throw blanket.
With the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. I would not get any kind of, you know, liquid or anything on that blanket from Cozy Earth.
Right.
Well,
promo code TJ gets you 41% off.
Exactly. CozyEarth.com. Are you a crier, Lindsay?
You know I am.
I don't know that you are. I don't know that I've seen you get emotional about a lot.
Well, now that I'm medicated, I know. I'm kidding. I am. I'm emotional.
Are you?
Yeah. Not here with y'all, but just in life. Okay. Yeah.
You're just teetering on the edge all the time.
Always.
Well, Lindsay had an interesting morning. She came in this morning. You had an interesting interaction with the person at the coffee place, right?
Yes. And this is how old I'm getting. I almost thought, you know what? Next time I go back, I'm going to ask for his name and say, this is a good employee.
Yeah.
He cheered me up. So I went through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru to get a coffee because I didn't bring my coffee this morning. So the guy was like, hey, honey, you look so good for 5:30. I was like, oh my God, you look good for 5:30. Like, we were just going back and forth and my little tap thing wasn't working. He was like, this tap don't want to work this morning. I was like, it's too early. And he was like, you right. Like, we were just like shooting.
Just yapping it out at 5:30 a.m.
It was
just sass all over the drive-thru.
It was sassy. And he was like, do you want a bagel bite? Like, we were just like, I mean, we were just shooting. And I was like, this is who I want making my coffee at 5:30.
It's true. You like a little bit of positive energy when you're going through. If you got a sourpuss, it's not going to work. So good for that guy.
I want to call and say he is a star employee. Give him a raise.
Yeah. Love that.
You know?
Yeah. I love that.
Because who's happy at 5:30?
That is a sign of an older person, though.
I know.
I'm going to give you a compliment, and I'm going to tell your superiors.
Yeah, truly.
Fantastic employee over there.
Because when I was younger, I'd just go on and be like, oh, he was nice. But now I'm like, I want to get him rewarded.
Yeah.
Like, what a great, and I'm so positive in my older day, too.
Yeah.
Bring on the positivity.
Well, did you reward him by giving him a fat tip?
No.
I didn't even think about that.
No. Oh, I'm dying. No, I didn't. But maybe I should stop by on the way home.
Maybe next time. Get him next time.
I get you, boy. I get you next time, boy.
Like a jail tip? What are you talking about?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so a lot of Christmas parties going on. What would you say? Thousands and millions of Christmas parties across U.S. America between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, and Lindsay's at every one of them.
I'm exhausted.
But there's this lady who is 34, and they interviewed her, or she was commenting in, I guess it's one of the, it's called Need to Know. Is that a Reddit Need type of thing?
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, she was in that, and then the New York Post picked up the story, and they said that, that she said that she's been banned from Christmas dinner with her friends because she said, I've been banned because the women think I'll steal their men. They're worried I might tempt their husbands and boyfriends. Yes, I'm a beautiful woman, but that is not a reason for anyone to leave me out. Wow. Okay. So a lot of women think this way, that women are insecure and they don't want them around because they're pretty and they're afraid that their men are going to be gawking at them and trying to, you know, flirt with them and pick up on them and all of that.
Sure. You hear it all the time.
But that is not the only reason. There has to be other reasons. Like, you're not just beautiful. You walk around scantily clad. You, as my mom would say, you come flitting around in front of the men and trying to show off and flirting with them and trying to get them to be all gaga for you and all that. And that's probably why they don't want you around. And if you will actually say the words, I'm beautiful, but that's no reason to leave me out, then you're not likable to the other people, I'm sure, is why you're not invited.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
Or if you've got a history of actually stealing other people's men.
Yeah. Because, honey, you ain't that cute, trust me.
Yeah, and that's always the question is like, is she hot enough to be left out of a party? Because she is hot, super hot.
Yes.
I
didn't tell you she is a resident of São Paulo.
Okay. All right.
And she's very classy looking, clean girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's wearing some outfits, some...
She's pretty.
She is very pretty.
You think she's pretty, Riggins?
Yeah. And she's got a vixen look.
Classic beauty.
Oh. Maybe for the club. Okay.
She's got a sternum tattoo that's beautiful artwork.
Sternum tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Oh, here. Look here. You can come to my Christmas party. I'll bring the sausage balls.
She's pretty. I'm not going to say she's not. But
I heard she makes a mean pimento cheese. You can come to my party.
I'll tell you what. You know that pepper jelly.
God. And this is why she's not invited.
I heard she makes a great charcuterie board. Oh,
that's right, man.
She's not cooking anything, though.
No, I don't think
so. I'll be her damn gingerbread man any day. God. Merry Christmas.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, there's one thing that I know absolutely nothing about, and I'm being serious. I know very, very, very little about, to the point where I know so little about it, whenever the subject comes up, I tune it out because I know that it's not going to do me any good to sit and listen to what somebody's saying about it if they're not starting from the very beginning and saying, this is how this works, right? And that's cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A cryptocurrency. Now, Riggins, you know how that all works.
I have a very limited base understanding of kind of how it works.
Well, how is this a thing? It says the hottest new thing in crypto is Fartcoin.
Fartcoin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of these coins that are popping up. The Haley Welch, the viral star, she had her own coin a couple weeks ago. They're all launching. And the hope is that they have enough power and influence that they can get other people to buy into it so that it becomes more valuable. Now, Bitcoin is obviously the big one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have bought into it. But Fartcoin, there's thousands of coins.
So
I think,
how do you spend it?
Well, there are a limited number of places where you can actually use cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And there are not many places. I believe you can buy like your Tesla with Bitcoin. You can make certain internet transactions. You can make certain purchases online with Bitcoin.
And you can get cash for it, but it's not equivalent to whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
One coin, I think, now is worth $100,000. Once you start getting into the weeds, it's very hard for me to describe. Yeah. But yeah, there's limited places you can actually spend it, I think.
So how would you spend this if you don't have gas to be able to spend a fart coin?
Oh. And now I'm really thrown. I don't know what you're talking about.
And why would they call it fart coin? Just to try to get attention to it? Or they think that it's like nerd humor. They think it's funny. Maybe.
That's Maybe. It.
But it's really not. Maybe. And they don't know how to, they don't know proper decorum.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
There was also Dogecoin, which was also a meme that they made into a cryptocurrency. And also, I don't understand that as well. So,
Fartcoin. I want to buy into that.
Lord.
Yeah.
That's the last coin I would buy.
Yeah, right. What happened to Susan B. Anthony,
Right.
So didn't all that start with the women doing acts from their homes and people, giving them
tokens?
Didn't they call that Bitcoin? At first, didn't they call that the token, so to speak, that you give a person who's online streaming to do certain things?
It was an internet currency, but I don't think it was the same thing. I could be wrong. I know somebody's getting ready to DM me like, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's true. I don't.
You're right,
but sir. I don't think it was the same.
But you really think that somebody who understands the ins and outs of cryptocurrency would be listening to this show?
Mm-mm. I don't. No.
Rob's a nerd. He knows.
He's not listening to the show, though.
No, he doesn't even know about Bitcoin and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It eludes me.
Now, if you put kryptonite in it or something and it could kill, you know, superheroes or blow up a city in Gotham or whatever, he'd know about that.
Mm-hmm. I know about kryptonite currency, right?
Or if, it, you know, yeah, like you did Riggins, if Spider-Man could shoot it out of his wrist.
Yeah.
He might know about it. Bitcoin.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Should you share food with your spouse if you had already marked it as being yours? Oh, there's a big thing going around the internets with people arguing about this, but I happen to be an expert on that. So we'll get into it in a few minutes, see where you fall on the issue.
So guess who's back? Guess who's back? Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. They are starring in the Simple Life reboot. And it was a hit reality show in the early 2000s. And it was funny. I remember watching it on, I think it was on E!
Yeah, it was.
They were funny. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got, I don't know, they just, it was a good show for that reality genre.
Yeah, but now, remember, Kim Kardashian would be a nobody if it weren't for Paris Hilton.
I think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim Kardashian was organizing Paris's closet.
Yep.
Every time I organize my closet, I'm thinking of Kim Kardashian
this
doing
could be
that.
Me. Yeah. Like, this is how Kim started.
Yeah.
So Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new collaboration with Sonic Drive-In. They have two new drinks named after them because one of the iconic scenes from the original show was them working at a Sonic Drive-In and just causing hijinks and things like that. So it's actually a brilliant collaboration for Sonic to be a part of. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their catchphrase was, "That's hot."
That's hot. That's yeah. Hot. I think she trademarked that.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm going to watch it.
Are you going to watch it into this?
Yeah.
So they will be back soon. What else is happening? So obviously the biggest news of the day yesterday was the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. I believe it was a 12-year-old and a teacher that were killed, 6 others injured, and the shooter ended their own life after the, after the shooting. So.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they said a second grader had to make the 911 call to report the shooting at the school. And that seems to be the takeaway, is everybody's just reeling from that information.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even, it's just a heartbreaking incident.
Yeah. It's one of those small Christian schools. It's K-12. And, you know, those are usually really small schools, not many students. And so a second grade class was right there. And the second grader heard it and called.
Yeah, I know. Police responded within 2 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think they were right on the scene. So, I don't know. You got to look for the helpers. I think that's what Mr. Rogers said. When in times like that, you look for the people that are helping. So we will give you updates as they are available, and we will get you caught up with everything else coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Over here. TJ, were you ever given the threat growing up that Santa would bring coal if you were naughty?
No, it was a bag of switches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, country children got a bag of switches.
A bag of them?
Yeah, you're going to get a bag of switches. And then it was never if you're naughty, it was if you're bad.
If you're bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has everybody seen Tally the elf in Disney World? Does everybody know about him on TikTok?
Yeah.
He's this elf during the Christmas parade, and he runs up to people, and he's got a real southern accent. He's like, "What's your name?" She's like, "Amanda." He's like, "Amanda's your name? Let me check." And he checks his list, and he's like, "Naughty!" And then, runs off. Well, he's back on the parade. I don't know what made me get into that. But anyway, Lindsay, were you threatened with like coal or switches like TJ said?
I remember my parents saying you won't get any presents, any toys, but I don't remember coal necessarily.
Do you threaten your kids?
Oh,
or does Santa
every 10 times a day?
But my parents didn't say you're going to get a bag of switches. That was like my grandparents' age. People would say that.
Okay.
So, yeah, they would just say, you're right. They would say, you're not getting anything. Mm-hmm. Santa's not going to bring you anything.
Mm-hmm. Bad. Mm-hmm. So we know what Santa does. He's either bringing you coal or switches. But what does Santa bring to the naughty adults? So we posted this question at TJ Riggins Show. What would Santa bring to naughty adults? Christy said, sitting through a meal with people you don't like.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Draining.
100% draining. Pamela said, Santa will bring a naughty adult a toy that takes until 2 a.m. to put together on Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to put together toys on Christmas Eve, TJ?
No, Santa did all that.
Santa did all that.
Yeah, for my kids.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Let's see here. Stepping on a Lego, someone said.
That hurts.
Especially if it's still in the store.
Right.
Ryan said Santa would strip your mind of your best memories, and I don't think Santa would do that.
No,
I don't think Make Santa even enough. Has the power to do that.
I don't know.
A bad gift from Santa for me would be to have to watch all of my wife's reality shows with her.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one.
That would be awful.
She's into Real Housewives, I heard.
Later Dater is another one.
Yeah, sure.
So listen, just be on your best behavior this Christmas, and you should be fine. You'll get all the presents you want. So, Merry Christmas.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I like to keep up with internet fights. You know, when somebody's trolling somebody else, and then the people that are watching it put comments, and then they get in arguments with each other and all. That's what my days are spent doing, monitoring all that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that there was a big internet fight going on about persimmons, the fruit persimmon, I thought, this is all me right here. Actually, I didn't. I just saw the story this morning that it's gone viral about this husband who went on Reddit or something and complained because he and his wife both love persimmons, and she likes hers a little bit more firm than he likes his, so he lets his sit in the refrigerator longer. And she eats hers first, and then she wants his whenever it's time for him to eat his. And he tells her she can't have his. And then he was trying to point out just, you know, how selfish she is, or greedy she is. So do you agree with that, Riggins? He saved his, she ate hers. They're married, but he doesn't want to give her hers because she had hers already.
I think he did the right thing as the husband. If she really wants it, let her have it.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking forward to that. Like, I see both sides. I'm a giver of my food, but I know people that aren't.
You had to put that in your bio. Lindsay, giver of food.
Giver of food, yeah. Mainly because I have to give my food up to my kids now. But I don't know. I mean, he wanted it. You don't take them all.
But this is the way I look at it. You're the husband. It doesn't matter if she ate hers or not. She wants something, and you have the ability to give her something that, you know, is yours. Share it with her. Let her have it.
Give it to her.
Sure.
I could be allergic to a bee sting and get stung by a bee, and my wife trying to hand me the EpiPen, and if she decided, you know what, I'd like to try this EpiPen, then I'd probably tell her to go ahead.
Yeah.
Carry on.
If you want it, what's mine is yours. I would rather you be happy than me. That's the way I always look at it.
Because you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hop on Reddit and ask the internet what they would do in that situation, at the very least.
Right. I got a radio show for that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm old school, man.
Yeah. Also, who's eating persimmons? Get a grip.
I know. Right. How old are you? 90?
That's my persimmon.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So are y'all into Christmas traditions? Are y'all, you know, you like the Christmas traditions that you always have? You don't really want to be messing with it or anything?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a tradition, but life forces you to change traditions. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, and I don't mean having to go to different houses for Christmas, you know, when the families, you know, go off and start their own families and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, like Christmas cards. Yeah, I like sending, getting Christmas cards.
Yes.
I know Lindsay sends Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love getting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What, I wasn't even going to consider that you would like that, right? Yeah. You like getting Christmas cards?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
This is a list of Christmas traditions that people would be open to getting rid of, according to this survey. Sending Christmas cards, ugly Christmas sweaters. Now, I was the first to call out the ugly Christmas sweater trend, to call that off several years ago. Gift giving. We don't want to give that up, do we?
It's a little extreme.
Yeah. Well,
people want to give Secret Santa gift exchanges. They don't want to do those anymore. And Christmas music, number five.
What?
People would be okay with getting rid of Christmas music.
Jeez.
What Grinches?
Yeah.
It's a little.
They also asked people to rank some new traditions that they'd swap in. And number one was, I guess this is what they would rather do. Spend all day in your pajamas as a new Christmas tradition. And that just shows how ridiculous our society has gotten.
Right.
It's okay if you want to be comfortable in your house all day, but put on some comfortable clothes, brush your hair, do something. Mm-hmm. Don't just, I mean, laying around in your pajamas all day is just it's gross. Go put on some deodorant and brush your teeth and do something.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. What if they're cute Christmas jammies?
Well, it's fine if they're clean. But I don't think if you slept in them, you need to be in them all day.
I'm with you on that. You got to change into a cute pair of Christmas jammies. Yeah. But these people, they're not.
No, they're trash.
Yeah.
Trashy.
Why did you sound like you're on Dynasty? He's like, kill Christmas jammies.
Christmas jammies. Because I love a Christmas jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I do. We all match. It's real fun.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's picked out as the outfit, then it's great. But if you mean just not waking up in flannel pajama pants, and I just picture a guy, you know, flannel pajama pants, some old raggedy t-shirt, and going, I'm staying this all day.
Yeah.
Like somebody on intervention.
Right. At least spruce up a little bit for the Lord.
Do it for the Lord, people.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.